This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Here's the issue. Some Christian people who've been in church a long time just cannot believe that they can get something from God without having to do something to deserve it. I just can't believe that God will do this for me and I didn't do nothing to deserve it. Well, I'm gonna show you some quick illustrations of God doing stuff and he didn't need your help to get it done.
We look in the mirror daily and ask ourselves questions. Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Did I work hard enough? What if you found out before you could ever be good, God gave you the very thing you're crying out for? No more settling for second best. Get all God has for you. Radical Women's Ministry presents Worth, a women's conference. Register now at taffydollar.org.
I believe that we can be empowered by rest. I'm going to show you how you can get from God without having to earn it. Be empowered by rest. Now, let's go through some things real quick. Hebrews 4, let's start at verse 1. Let's look at this. I believe that rest is the highest kind of faith. Faith appropriates, let me say it another way. Faith takes possession of what Jesus has already made available. And I believe when a Christian enters into the rest, that your faith is taking possession of what's already been made available. You think the greatest thing for you to do is to work, and I'm telling you the greatest thing for you to do is to rest. Now, when I say rest, I don't mean inactivity. You have to see, to our people, you have to say this, you know. To rest doesn't mean inactivity. It doesn't mean rest from work. It means rest in work.
Amen. Yeah.
In other words, while you're working, you ain't stressing.
Yes, amen.
Because God has not created you to be successful out of stress. I believe that's why we have to go to sleep, because that's the only time God can get something done. A lot of stuff he can't do while you wake. Some of y'all need to go to sleep. Well, you know, I just don't sleep. Well, I can tell. Hebrews 4, verse 1 through 11. Now, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that any of you should seem to come short of it. 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, the gospel, I'm referring to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm referring to the gospel of grace, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. So I can preach this gospel to you all day long, but he says there is a possibility that it won't profit you. Why? Because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. It's amazing. He's talking about rest and he's talking about faith and so this thing that has been preached to you, will you believe it enough for it to cause you to rest and release the highest kind of faith in what you believe is already done? That's a powerful thing. The most dangerous man on the planet is a peaceful man. Ooh. who doesn't go around worrying if it's going to happen, but he walks around knowing when it happens. He walks around like a bride in preparation. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. For we which have believed do enter into the rest. So this, the authenticity of your belief is going to be demonstrated through your rest. Somebody says, do you really believe that? Well, what's the evidence of my belief? Rest. See, you can't say you're at rest and you're stressed. You can't say you're at rest and you're worried. And you can tell when you're worried, all we gotta do is listen to what you're saying. Yeah, child, here's what they said about me, but you know, I don't care, I'm gonna be all right. And the next person, you come to the same story saying, you ain't rest, you're in stress. And you're not gonna see empowerment come out of stress. But the authenticity of your belief can be seen in your rest. Uh-huh. In your rest. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today trying to rob you of the authenticity of your faith and your belief, which is your rest. Then when people come across you, you are so at rest, it bothers them. They don't understand, why won't you be worried, and why won't you complain, and why you ain't got nothing to say? Why won't you cuss? God will forgive you, you know. But I don't need to do that. Because I believe that it is finished. Oh, I smell a breakthrough getting ready to come in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundations of the world. Now, he's referring to the foundations of the world. How many of you know that Jesus has finished the work in your life? That healing is a finished work. That deliverance is a finished work. That your prosperity is a finished work. That your care is a finished work. That your children are a finished work. I don't care how they act. They are finished work. Hallelujah. Your children are taught of the Lord. And great is the peace of your children. And it's time for you to rest. That my children will be just fine. It'll be all right. You know, they're emotional, they'll cry, and you think the whole world come to an end. They'll be all right. Just go pat them on the hand, baby. You'll be all right. But I love you. Yeah, but can I move back at home? Mm-mm. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. The Lord got to teach you some stuff. You'll be all right. Well, I hate you. No, you don't. You're just emotional. Praise the Lord. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Your destiny has already been finished. You will fulfill the will of God for your life. I don't care how many crooked streets you take, how many pathways you go down. At the end of every pathway, there's a turnaround. You understand? You see them little new turnabouts, they little round things. You think you're going one way and you end up in that circle coming back the right way. I'm telling you, Siri is going to re-navigate you, but reroute is coming. I'm prophesying over your children. Reroute. They look like they're going away. You better watch out. Reroute. I'm telling you, reroute. The Holy Ghost will do them like you could never do them. Honey, it's a fixed fight. Praise God. You think God put somebody here to do something, they ain't gonna do it because of the act of their will? Are you kidding me? They ain't got that much power. God can set high and bring down. I don't care what they're doing. If the Lord put you here to do something, honey, it is done. You understand? It is done. So don't get mad at them. Don't have no fight with them. Don't get distant from them. You just love them, kiss on them, and they're freaking out on you and all that stuff. Why? Because you already know. You already have seen him work already. Some of y'all, you saw him work in you. You wouldn't even be here right now if you hadn't seen him work in you. Some of y'all should have been dead and buried, but you saw what God did with you. You remember the path you went down because you went down that same path the children going down. But if God can turn your life around, get ready. Now watch this. You ain't gonna see that if you working. Cause when you work, God rests. But when you rest, He work. All right, now he says, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day, a day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Now, in a moment, somewhere along the line, we'll talk about the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not a day.
Right.
The Sabbath mentioned in the Old Testament was a shadow of Jesus. Jesus is your Sabbath. This ain't no day. Ain't talking about no Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I think the Muslims on Friday, and Jewish people on Saturday, and then church folks on Sunday. Ain't talking about no day. Da, 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 ba. I'm trying to get you to have a Sabbath every day. I'm trying to get you to wake up tomorrow and have a Sabbath. The Sabbath, listen, the Sabbath that was mentioned in the Old Testament, that was a day. It was a shadow of Jesus, the reality. In fact, the Old Testament can be referred to as the Book of Shadows. It was a shadow of the things to come. And all the shadow of the Old Testament comes down to the reality of Jesus Christ. Jesus in every book of the Old Covenant, but you have to have your New Testament glasses on to see Him. Amen. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, verse 6, seeing therefore if it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in, they didn't enter in because of what?
Unbelief.
So when people are not at rest, people are not in belief. People who are worried, they're worried because they don't believe. People who are stressed out because they don't believe. It ain't no devil. You don't believe. Unbelief is the issue. And in some of the case of church folks, it's just wrong believing is the issue. So when you believe wrong, you're going to live wrong, and you ain't going to rest right. Verse 7, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Verse 8, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? I would go through that, but I'll do it later. 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Okay, so if you're at rest, you're not at work. If you're at rest, you're not at performing. If you're at rest, you're not through your self-effort sweating to try to get God to do what he's already done. Verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. So notice he's saying, don't labor to be healed. Don't labor to be rich. Don't labor to be delivered. Labor to enter into the rest. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. My labor is a labor to rest in what I believe has already been done. That's what I'm laboring. What does it look like? You go to the doctor, there's an x-ray that comes up, it shows a tumor or something, and you immediately think, well, Jesus took care of that 2,000 years ago, all right? All right, now, you're human, so the pictures and the words of the doctor and all that stuff comes in, and you're human. And so we got all these emotions that are going to try to trigger, because there's a fight to see who's going to lead you. So what you do is you say, okay, Lord, I'm healed already, and I believe I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I'm healed, and I rest in that. And then 5 minutes go down and something comes to your mind, you're going to die. No, I'm healed. Praise God, he did it 2,000 years ago. I'm certain of it. Mm-hmm. And glory to God, he went into villages and he healed some of those villages, everybody in there. They were not even Christians. And here I am, a born-again Christian full of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I am healed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm here. What am I doing? That's labor. That's a picture of what it's like to labor and rest. In other words, you ain't letting nothing go. You ain't letting it go. Some come up. Oh, God, I just praise you. I'm healed. Something else come up. You just make up a song. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Jesus healed me. When? 2,000 years. 2,000 years ago. You ain't got to rhyme. Quit out being cute. You trying to accomplish something. You trying to release your faith. You ain't trying to get no Grammy. You trying to release your faith. Amen. All right, now, and that goes on for a minute, and maybe it goes on a second day. But you know what's going to happen? One day you're going to wake up, you have no need to labor no more, right? And now you're at rest. Now you're at rest. There's nothing else left to do once you achieve rest. The only thing you do now is worship him. That's because you want to. Hallelujah. You're worshiping God. Amen. We got to learn how to enter into that rest, but it is a labor. It is a labor. Lose your job, got bills coming up. Father, I thank you. Every time it comes across, oh, you're going to get put out your hand. Father, I thank you that all my needs are met. You're provider of my need. My God's a provider. Oh, God, I'm a tither too. Glory. When I had a job, I was tithing off every check. Glory to God. I'm thank you, Jesus, that everything is well. All is well with me. All is well with me, boy. Abraham, blessings are mine. Whatever you got to do to labor. Whatever you got to do to labor, to enter into that rest. And once you get there, you're going to look peculiar to other people. They can't figure out why you ain't stressing. You tell them, because I'm resting. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time to rest. But now, how? How? I rest when I believe. Well, I just can't rest right now. It's because you don't believe right now. That's right. See, you can't repair this thing unless you understand. You're not at rest because you don't believe. Yeah, but I go to church. I don't talk about all that. Do you believe? But I'm a member of your church. And what do you believe? It's getting down to this. This new covenant is all about, man, can I appropriate what Jesus promised? You ain't got to get all deep. Sometimes we complicate stuff by getting all religiously deep. No, I'm going to hear all that. Well, you know Abraham and his... You, Abraham, no, you. What do? You believe? You believe. Abraham, man, he ain't sick. He in heaven. You the one who's sick. You believe God is a healer? Well, I believe he's going to heal me one day. You don't believe. We're talking about finished works. We're not talking about one day. Well, yeah, I kind of believe. You don't believe. Had a lady in the conference I was just at, and she was really big on her oil. And she had more faith in that oil than she did in Jesus. Then I kept talking to her about the oil. I said, you got it? She said, yeah, I got it. I said, all right, I'm going to give you an assignment. For 1 year, don't take no oil with you. She said, oh, Lord. I'm like, you ain't ready? So you ain't ready? She said, but you don't know the places I got to go. I'm like, I done been in them same places. See, religion will have you saying something you don't believe. She sat up there and did when I gave her the test, her knees buckled. I looked at that test, I said, she ain't ready. She got to take that off. I said, so you the reason why my airplane seat when I go commercial is slippery. You be going down the aisle, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And then when she get by the window, in the name of Jesus. Look at Joshua chapter 24, 13. Here's the issue. Some Christian people who've been in church a long time just cannot believe that they can get something from God without having to do something to deserve it. Teach, Pastor. Teach. I I just can't believe that God will do this for me and I didn't do nothing to deserve it. Well, I'm gonna show you some quick illustrations of God doing stuff and he didn't need your help to get it done. Verse 13, Joshua 24, and I have given you a land. I've given you a land for which you didn't labor. Oh, he said, I gave it to you and you didn't labor. I prophesy lands. Not because you worked to get it, not because you labored, but God's gonna bring some opportunities your way. And a lot of y'all getting ready to move out of the rental apartment into some lands. Say lands. But now watch this. He says, and cities, I gave you cities which you built not. And you dwell in them, vineyards and olives yards, which you planted not, but you ate from them. You didn't plant them, but you ate from them. Here's what he's saying. I did this without your labor. You think you helping me out? You're getting in my way. Deuteronomy 6. Verses 10 through 13. Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 13. My goodness. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things. Oh, they left the furniture.
Did you know worry is a wrong form of meditation? We all go through things in our life that bring about uncertainty and doubt.
Some of y'all get up with the same worry that you went to sleep on, and you wake up and you continue in it, and you gotta let it go.
I often think about moments where challenges have been at the forefront, and I've been tackling these challenges and they've now become priority. But then this message somehow just brought me back into trust.
Dude, why am I complaining? I am too blessed to be complaining and worrying about this. It's gonna be all right.
For a love gift of $20 or more, we would like to offer you The Contrast, Self-Effort versus Rest, 4-message series.
Because I'm resting in what Jesus has already promised. Somebody shout amen in this place.
Call the number on the screen or go online to order today.
So I'm prophesying it right now in the air. I'm putting it right now that there's a change, there's a metamorphosis getting ready to take place. He's just looking for just a few people that say, I believe God, I believe God.
And I just believe that being here this time is the best place for me to be right now. And I am so confident that I'm not leaving here without answers to my questions.
The expectation, the word going forth is so supernaturally wonderful.
It's an experience that I don't feel like anybody can sum up into words. You have to be here to be able to feel the atmosphere that is created and already set forth. It is indescribable.
You will not be disappointed.
Session times are 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m., Friday, January 31st, at the Hilton Trinidad Conference Center. Admission is free, but seats are limited. Call or go online to register today.
You may be watching this broadcast and wondering, how can I become involved in the vision of this ministry? Well, one of the most valuable ways people all over the world become involved is by partnering with us. I invite everyone out there to become a 2020 Vision partner with Creflo Dollar Ministries. Within this partnership, you help us minister through various avenues, including this broadcast, as well as feeding kids, ministering to the homeless, supporting the education of children in orphanages, and helping women get out of the adult entertainment industry. We also help people in need in our local neighborhoods, wherever there is a fellowship church or CDM office. We love to see lives transformed by the gospel of grace, and we love praying for you, knowing God will meet your needs. Our partners also receive a partner letter from me every month with a special word and revelation that will absolutely bless your life. So if you want to partner with us, we want you to contact the information on the screen. Become a 2020 partner today and help us to change lives and minister the grace of God all over this world.
Your partnership allows us to accomplish all we do at this ministry. To become a 2020 Vision Partner with Creflo Dollar Ministries, call us or visit our website to sign up. We look forward to entering into a powerful covenant relationship with you.
Grace Life Conference has had an impact on me because I knew all the things to do and not to do, but I didn't know the deep down things, how grace is just available and I don't have to work to get it. I just have to receive it and to get a revelation of that. I know it in my head, I know it mentally, but to get a revelation of that deep down in my heart means everything.
What I learned is that I wasn't here at the Grace Life Conference so that God could do something for me. I was here at the Grace Life Conference because God was trying to tell me something and show me that it's not about you. Nothing is about you. It's all about me. And when you stop trying to do stuff out of yourself and trying to take the necessary steps or think that this step and this step is and this step is what I have for you and just let me do it, then everything will work out because I have already graced it anyway for things to happen in your life.
I have just seen such wonderful people here. Every place around me, I see the Holy Spirit, and I see the grace and the love in people, and it brings people together. And this is so needed for everybody to get together, because I think if everybody would come together and see the love and the grace of Jesus Christ, then they would take that anger out of them. We've got anger in us, and it's because we have been told we're nothing, or we've been we're not worth anything. Being here has just been such a wonderful place. And you can, everybody I sit with, everybody I meet, I have just seen love. And that's what it's meant to be.
After the cross, it was Jesus's perfect obedience first that even enables you to be able to be obedient second. So you receiving the blessing because of Jesus is not because of your obedience, but because of His obedience.
Through Creflo Dollar Global Missions, we are providing food, clothing, crucial supplies, and the Word of God to people in the most remote regions of the world. Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends.